The Art of Negotiation and Communication, Mastering the Power of Influence. Negotiation and communication are integral to every facet of human interaction. Whether closing a business deal, resolving conflicts, or persuading a team to adopt a new initiative, these skills dictate the outcomes of countless scenarios. Mastering the art of negotiation and communication transcends the ability to speak eloquently. It requires emotional intelligence, empathy, strategic thinking, and a thorough understanding of human behavior. The ability to influence others while maintaining trust and fostering collaboration is a hallmark of great leaders and successful individuals. The psychology behind negotiation, understanding the human mind. Effective negotiation is rooted in psychology. Understanding the motivations, fears, and desires of the opposing party can provide a significant advantage. Cognitive biases, such as anchoring, loss aversion, and the framing effect, play a crucial role in how people perceive offers and proposals. By recognizing these biases, negotiators can craft messages that resonate on a deeper psychological level. Emotional intelligence, EQ, is another vital component. The ability to read nonverbal cues, detect underlying emotions, and respond empathetically can create an environment of trust and cooperation. High EQ negotiators are adept at de-escalating tense situations and guiding conversations towards mutually beneficial outcomes. This psychological insight ensures that negotiation transcends transactional exchanges, evolving into a meaningful dialogue that respects the needs of all parties involved. Building rapport, the foundation of effective communication. Rapport is the bedrock upon which successful negotiations are built. Establishing a connection early in the conversation fosters a sense of camaraderie and mutual respect. People are more likely to agree with individuals they like and trust. Active listening, open body language, and mirroring techniques are powerful tools for building rapport. Demonstrating genuine interest in the other person's perspective creates a positive atmosphere that encourages open dialogue. Moreover, storytelling is an underrated yet potent method of rapport building. Sharing personal anecdotes or relevant experiences can humanize the negotiator, breaking down barriers and facilitating stronger connections. By creating common ground, negotiators can shift the dynamic from adversarial to collaborative, enhancing the likelihood of achieving favorable results. The art of persuasion, crafting compelling arguments. Persuasion is at the core of negotiation. The ability to construct and present compelling arguments can sway decisions and influence outcomes. Aristotle's principles of ethos, credibility, pathos, emotional appeal, and logos, logical reasoning, remain fundamental to persuasive communication. A successful negotiator blends these elements, leveraging facts and data while appealing to emotions and establishing credibility. Strategic framing of proposals can significantly impact their reception. Presenting options in a way that highlights benefits and minimizes perceived risks can shift perspectives in favor of the negotiator's goals. Additionally, the use of rhetorical questions, repetition, and powerful metaphors can reinforce key points and make arguments more memorable. Overcoming objections, turning resistance into opportunities. Objections are inevitable in negotiation. Rather than viewing them as obstacles, skilled negotiators perceive objections as opportunities to delve deeper into the other party's needs and concerns. Addressing objections directly and empathetically demonstrates respect for the opposing viewpoint. This approach not only alleviates concerns but also strengthens the relationship between parties. Techniques such as the feel, felt, found method are effective in handling objections. By acknowledging how the other party feels, sharing a similar experience, and explaining the positive outcome, negotiators can guide conversations towards resolution. Reframing objections as collaborative problem-solving exercises reinforces the notion that both parties are working towards a shared goal. Nonverbal communication, the silent influencer. Nonverbal communication plays a pivotal role in negotiation. Studies suggest that over 70% of communication is nonverbal, encompassing facial expressions, gestures, posture, and eye contact. Mastering nonverbal cues can enhance the effectiveness of verbal messages, reinforcing confidence and sincerity. Maintaining consistent eye contact conveys attentiveness and honesty, while open gestures and relaxed posture project confidence. Conversely, crossed arms, fidgeting, or avoiding eye contact can signal discomfort or defensiveness. Being mindful of nonverbal signals, both in oneself and others, allows negotiators to adjust their approach in real time, ensuring alignment between verbal and nonverbal communication. Cultural sensitivity, negotiating across borders. In an increasingly globalized world, cultural sensitivity is paramount in negotiation. Cultural norms and communication styles vary significantly, influencing how proposals are received and interpreted. Understanding and respecting cultural differences fosters smoother interactions and minimizes the risk of misunderstandings. For instance, while direct communication may be valued in Western cultures, indirect approaches are often preferred in Asian cultures. Being attuned to these nuances and adapting communication styles accordingly enhances the effectiveness of cross-cultural negotiations. Building cultural intelligence equips negotiators to navigate diverse environments, fostering mutual respect and facilitating successful outcomes. The role of preparation, setting the stage for success. Preparation is the cornerstone of effective negotiation. Thorough research into the needs, interests, and goals of the opposing party allows negotiators to craft tailored proposals that address key priorities. Anticipating potential objections and formulating responses in advance equips negotiators with the confidence to handle complex discussions. Role-playing and scenario planning further enhance preparation. Simulating various negotiation scenarios enables individuals to refine their strategies and develop contingency plans. By entering negotiations well-prepared, negotiators can steer conversations with precision, maximizing the potential for favorable outcomes. The power of silence, a strategic tool in negotiation. Silence is a powerful yet often overlooked tool in negotiation. Pausing after making a proposal or responding to a question creates space for reflection and compels the other party to fill the silence. This psychological pressure can lead to concessions or disclosures that might not have surfaced otherwise. Strategic use of silence demonstrates confidence and patience. It signals that the negotiator is in control, unshaken by tension or uncertainty. Embracing silence as part of the negotiation process underscores the importance of listening and observing, reinforcing the notion that effective communication is as much about hearing as it is about speaking. Conclusion. The art of negotiation and communication is a lifelong journey of growth and refinement. As the landscape of business and human interaction evolves, so too must the skills of negotiators. By cultivating emotional intelligence, honing persuasive abilities, and embracing cultural sensitivity, individuals can navigate negotiations with finesse and achieve extraordinary results. Ultimately, mastering negotiation and communication is not merely about securing favorable deals, it is about fostering relationships, inspiring trust, and unlocking the full potential of human collaboration.